the very talented Kerry Ockery. DaleWileyShow.com, also on YouTube. Killer. It's really enjoyable. And so now we're live with Kerry Ocker. So excited to meet her and hear about her and her new program and everything.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, definitely. And I want to say this is a good thing to share. Anyone can share this link to the YouTube and Facebook or whatever they want to do. But I just want to say that the stuff we're doing on the Missouri Music stuff is so much, it's so cool and it's so in line with what you do. And so let's talk about you first as a creative. Tell me what you're doing now.
Well, currently I have been working as an intuitive life coach.
Okay.
And that came out of starting kind of to dabble in that a few years ago, probably more so with creativity and songwriting.
Right.
And it's evolved into more of a broader support, a broader kind of array of people, right, talking more about authenticity in general.
Okay.
And so I have some deeper beliefs on like how you kind of reconnect to yourself in order to make decisions that are more authentic for you. Yeah.
Well, tell me about it. Tell me about your program. Let's tell me about it.
Okay.
So feel about it.
I love it. So I've started a group. It's Kerry Ockery Creative out on Facebook. Okay. And
I pronounced your name wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't even sweat it. Don't even sweat it. Since I was a kid. And I always say I'll answer to anything.
Right.
So I started a Facebook group page for the coaching. And within that, Kerry Ockery Creative, and the program is called Decide, Believe, Go.
I like that.
And those are kind of like high level pillars that I live by. And I wanted to share something that was authentic to myself that I could pass on to people, hoping it's helpful to them. And so decide, believe, go really is a different way of making choices, living, and it's about authenticity.
Right.
And so I talk a lot about, say, with decide, like I talk about what does that decision feel like? Like what does deciding really feel like? And where does it really come from when it's about being true to yourself?
Okay.
And so, and then it requires, different behavior in order to get to that decision. So right away, I'm talking with people about moving from your head to your heart, intuition, or your gut. As the tool to use for making authentic decisions. But in order to even hear that voice, you got to slow down, be quiet, and listen.
Quietness. That's always a good idea, definitely.
Right? So, and I just think in our culture, that's not necessarily what we're taught or what we're geared to do. It's like, go, absolutely, go, go.
Absolutely. Just keep going and never stop. But that's different than what you need to do to be yourself.
Right. So I talk a lot about that. And then when it goes to believe, it's sort of like, okay, you've made your decision. You felt that gut feeling of like, yeah, this is what I want to do and confirmed it. Now you kind of move into like, do you believe it can even happen?
Right.
Because we can say like, oh yeah, I want the new house. Or yeah, I prefer to do this kind of work.
Right.
And the next step is to step into it and go like, do you believe you can have that? Do you believe you deserve it? Lots of people get, caught up in like, oh, I don't deserve this, or, kind of criticizing themselves right away.
Right.
So I get into more about believing and what believing feels like.
Right.
It's kind of like that excited kid feeling of like, yeah, I believe this could happen. I believe a lot of things are possible.
Exactly.
So sometimes that's kind of expanding your mind to believe things are possible.
Right.
And then go is really about putting your foot on the path. It's not about make a giant list of action items and, exhaust yourself. It's really about, all right, put your foot on the path with what you need to do to practice in order to keep every step could be authentic. It's just start and one step at a time head in the direction you've now confirmed you want based on an authentic gut decision. And so I do three workshops on the page, which I'll be starting to do tonight.
Really?
So 6 p.m. Pacific time on the Kerry Ockery Creative Facebook group page. I'll go live for free for a little half an hour each night dabbling on each one of these pillars.
Okay.
And then out of that is I invite people to join a small group, and I'm talking small, like four people.
Okay.
To do six sessions with me where we dive even deeper, you know, with that person's particular thing that they're either wrestling with or that they want. Uh-huh. And we just delve into like really changing the way you function and how right. you decide, you know, out. I kind of came to an epiphany this last week where I said, you know, one road is you take the rules that are given to you and the ideas of what success are, and you work with those rules and you go get that thing. And most all those things are outside of yourself.
Right.
Like you should get the job. You should stay in it forever. You should, you know, sure. exhaust yourself to succeed, things like that. That's one road, right? The uh-huh. other road is getting deeply in touch with yourself again, understanding what you like and you love, and then making decisions authentically from your intuitive place, right? And then uh-huh. as you make those steps, my belief is, instead of trying to build something with your own hands, you get in touch with yourself again, make decisions, and things start coming to you.
Right.
And you slowly build a life based on who you really are. And that's a completely different life. A happier one, I think.
That's good. Now tell me how it relates to your musical legacy.
So I always relate this back to coaching being a natural extension of who I am as a person. Okay. And who I am is, I am not risk adverse. I like change. Right. I have made decisions like that. Firstly, when I went into music,
right?
You know, when I started doing music in Seattle in '89, which okay. was the just start of the grunge
good
heyday.
Time to start music in Seattle,
right? Yeah, and so I live that way. Like I live by intuition and synchronicity and looking out, and that has played out in my creative life. The right. first band I was ever in, I just decided, oh, I've always, you know, I can sing and uh-huh. I've never been in a band. Yeah, let's go be in a band. Uh-huh. And the first ad I answered or looked or found, because right. I didn't know like enough people to say like, hey, let's put a band together. And there was a periodical called The Rocket at the time.
Okay.
It was dedicated to music only. And the first ad I answer would become the people who formed my first band, Hammerbox.
Okay.
Which then went on to get signed to A&M Records and tour right. globally. Yeah.
Yes.
So just intuitively going in a direction that made sense for me, even when it means like leaving the band and going, my gut says this is done.
Sure.
And with no fear, just with no fear in a 2-record contract, like just leaving. Yeah. Not making a lot of people unhappy. And formed Goodness, the second band I was in, and mm-hmm. went on to get signed to Lob Atlantic. We were also signed to Immortal Records and again toured. Mm-hmm. And just so this is how I have lived. And got, you know, then got myself into a creative world that was me. And that's what I did for a living from 23 to, you know, 38.
Wow.
Just music.
That's fun.
Yeah. And when you're leading, you know, when you're leading, the good things about leading a creative life is that you are the source of the work, right? Like right. it's what you make, it's your creativity. It's all you all day in yes. terms of authenticity. Music is not an easy industry at all, nor is an art life, you know, right?
Yes.
it makes you re-examine. But along the way, if you're going to long distance run in the art world, you know, you one, it's long distance running. You have to ask yourself one, you know, continually, like what's important to you, what feeds your soul. And sometimes it's like, well, what do you need?
Sure.
You know, especially because we kind of always bump into like, you know, you should have more money, you should have more things,
yes.
you know, and that can make you feel like you're not succeeding if you don't, especially when you're in the arts, if you let that really affect you, that right. can make you feel like you're not a success. You're like, well, I don't own a house. I don't have a brand new car.
Exactly.
And if you get caught up in that, I think that can throw you off track. So it's kind of always asking yourself and recalibrating what's most important to you and what do you need? Because it is good to take care of yourself.
Right.
And it's okay to need what you need or want what you want. I'm not anti-money. Right. But sometimes we never stop and ask ourselves that question, like, well, how much money do you really need?
Right.
You know, if it's pay the rent and food and support your family and put away some money for retirement, that can be done.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have to make six figures to do that. Right. Mm-hmm. Especially if you start younger, you can make a plan and it's like the tortoise and the hare, right?
Absolutely. We all would have liked to start younger. That's definitely key.
Yeah. So sometimes that's why I like getting with folks who are younger, just to have them start thinking about it so they don't, it doesn't come out of nowhere later.
Oh, yeah. And so is it more fun to work with younger or older, or what's most fun for you?
I love working with older because, one, I can relate. you know what I mean? And the midlife sector in life is fascinating to me, and I do not think it's clearly talked about. I think people don't even know when it's hitting them. They're like, what's happening to me?
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's not buying a red Corvette.
I was in the mosh pit. What's going on now?
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to be there anymore.
I'm unhappy. Something I'm doing isn't working anymore. Now what? Or I got laid off. Now what? I thought my life was going to go in this trajectory.
Right.
So it's the perfect moment, an opportunity to like re-examine how's it going and how do you feel and, you know, function differently maybe.
Yes. And so that's wonderful. And so let's make sure to like say exactly where you are online, everything people need to know to get a hold of you.
Nice. Well, I have a website that is carrieockrycreative.com.
Okay.
I have a Facebook group page, Carrie Ockry Creative, as well.
Okay.
I'm on Instagram as Ockry Carrie, all one thing.
All right.
I've also got music. I've got YouTube, like there's music videos and all that. If you just want to see my musical background, there's a Carrie Ockry channel.
Yes.
There's all of my stuff and all the bands are out on all streaming channels like iTunes, Spotify, all that. And I also have a podcast that's called Between You and I. And you can find that on iTunes or at our website, betweenpodcast.com.
That's fun and just so fun. And I thank you for coming on and tell me about you, because the project that I'm doing that Lori's helped me so much on to start to get a foundation started. Who could think you'd do that? But I do.
No.
Exactly. Go ahead. And
it's nice to commune with people, right? It's been real nice to talk to you.
Absolutely. So yeah, I really enjoy it. And so thank you for coming on. Really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you.
Where? DaleWileyShow.com, also on YouTube.
Because there was something in the water in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, don't forget me. I'm Brenda Lee, and we're all going to have fun tonight on All About Jubilee.
There you go.
The Missouri Music Podcast, hosted by music fan and the founder of Slewfoot Records, Mr. Dale Wiley.